Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, Kostaki Economopoulos, waitresses, and mayo. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now.
There's Ace over there getting ready for the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Maybe we should do that with Kostaki on the line. He's a professional comedian.
Yeah, he enjoys it. That'd be like some kid in the bedroom playing guitar in front of Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Ah, I see.
In other words, I don't know if I would have chose Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah,
at this
point. This week.
Time,
but odd reference. There's Christy. There's Pat Godwin over there.
Yes.
You know, Eric Clapton. Any of the other guys probably readily.
Yeah, maybe
alive.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Johnson, of course. The
was that a Van Johnson joke?
Eddie Van Johnson. Who do you think you are?
Who was Van Johnson?
An old actor.
Oh,
he was old.
A guy in a lot of black and white movies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's Willie G. Kostaki Economopoulos joins us from Atlanta. Kostaki, we're not even going to say anything negative at all about your favorite
team, right?
The Falcons.
Yeah, they are.
Have you not been watching?
They speak for themselves.
We feel bad for you.
Oh, 0-5. My goodness. The Falcons named a new head coach yesterday, Raheem Morris. Mm-hmm. You guys know, I'm sure he's a swell guy, but you know what his most recent job was?
Yep.
Defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh.
We couldn't get the captain of the Exxon Valdez. He wasn't available. The guy who designed the Hindenburg's dead, I guess. We can't get him. Where's the brain trust behind the Flint water supply situation? We can't get those guys in here. No Chernobyl scientists were available. Why not hire Dak's right ankle at this point?
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought I was broke. Then I saw Dak's ankle. Oh, my goodness. That, by the way, that is the question to how can the Cowboys get any worse. This is the answer. Poor Dak Prescott is going to miss the rest of the year. This is the worst news in Texas since metal detectors started picking up belt buckles.
Whoa!
Hey. Tough day.
Hi-yo.
A lot of extra work going on down there. God, Dak's ankle. He's just signed to play cornerback for the Falcons. That's not good.
You know, the bad part about that injury was when it happened, he lifted his leg up and he put his leg back on the ground and his ankle went blah blah.
No.
All right. Okay.
It was not supposed to do that.
No.
Yeah. His ankle is just named moderator of the next presidential debate. I don't. That's not good.
Right? No, that's a thankless job. Yeah,
that's that's a bad.
That's going to be tough.
So there are four teams in the NFC East. You know this chick. And they have combined for four wins in 5 weeks.
That's right.
So at least one coast isn't on fire. That seems to be.
I believe the Redskins are firmly tied for second place in the NFC East at a robust 1-4.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. There's two New York teams. They're both 0-5.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yikes. New York should call itself the Big Donut.
I think the Eagles are in first place, 1-3-1, I think, are their first place.
Is that right? Yeah. That's first place.
Can you imagine listening to sports talk radio in New York, which in the best of times, everyone's unhappy.
The Giants are coming back, by God.
They're bums.
The Giants are bums. They ain't been nothing since Parcells left, sons of bitches.
Oh, my goodness. In 2020, the New York Jets have an even worse year than commercial jets. That's a tough one.
All right.
Hey, Kostaki, if we could pull you away for just a second from the NFL.
Yes, sir, please.
We've been learning some new terminology. I was not aware of this term. Maybe I want to see if you know this. The term Eskimo brother. Are you familiar with that?
Eskimo brother.
No, I'll tell you why it came up.
Is this an Al Jackson quiz?
No.
Kind of. Well. In a way. It came up in the context of the famous Eskimo pie, the ice cream treat, the company has renamed it the Edie's Pie, E-D-Y-S. Y apostrophe S, yeah, Edie's Pie from Edie's Ice Cream, because Eskimo apparently by some is thought to be a pejorative term. Although those that study language say it isn't, but I don't want to argue about it. Whatever they want is fine with me. But an Eskimo brother, I was not aware of this. Willie, do you want to explain to Kostaki what it is?
Well, sure, Kostaki. An Eskimo brother, let's say if me and you were to have carnal knowledge of the same woman, we would be Eskimo brothers. Does that make sense? Yes.
That makes no sense, but I follow what you're saying.
Kostaki, we're talking years ago when you were the single Greek stud wandering the East Coast and comedy club.
Well, it was more of an afternoon, early evening.
And you'd had some Retsina wine drunken encounter with a comedy club waitress, and then Willie happened to have the same thing. You would be Eskimo brothers.
You ate baklava. Now, Willie, is there
you know, I've also been told from our friend Zach, he wrote in to say, I've never heard of that term. We always just called each other tunnel buddies.
You know what? I like it.
That's a little much
more
better.
On the nose. Yeah.
I'm kind of glad we can't say the E word anymore.
Yeah.
Tunnel buddies,
once again, that takes us back to the New York Jets and the New York Giants.
Yeah, bastards. Those lousy bastards.
Thank you for that, Zach. That's
tunnel
great.
Tunnel buddies.
Wow. Okay. So I'm sorry to pull away from the sports section of your hunk.
No
today,
worries.
Kostaki.
26 years of full-time comedy, never slept with a waitress. Just want to say.
That's
kind of amazing.
That's a good move.
Friend of
one
mine.
Hostess, who, one hostess, one bartender.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's enough.
There you go.
Kostaki.
Wait a minute, bartender. What was his name?
Oh,
classic McGee.
Boom. Boom.
Kostaki, I'd also like to say, you know, I've been doing comedy not as long, about 7 years, but I have never slept with a waitress. Never had the opportunity. I am just dying. I am waiting. So if you guys see me out there, let me know.
Kostaki, a friend of mine who owned a comedy club said he used to love it when the male comedians, or the females, I guess, would sleep with the waitresses or waiters, because his quote was, they'd always come back for the same money.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. And I think, I have a feeling that on the side, he paid one of the waitresses to sleep with the comedians.
Because it was cheaper than give them an abortion.
Yeah, I could either give them an extra $500 next time, or I could pay Gladys $100 and she'll do it.
But what about that isn't prostitution? Nothing, I don't think.
Well, you know the guy.
I know what you're talking about.
Beneath him.
What year is this happening in your brain, Tom? Gladys? That's the waitress's name?
Kostaki, I tried to pick a name that would not match a real person. Because if I had
all
said
done.
Some common name like Jennifer or Heather, then I'd be getting a phone call.
Brittany.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't believe it.
Yes.
By the way, Willie, I think that shirt's going to turn things around for you.
Oh, thank you.
You do? Hey, close up shop there. Jesus.
Holy cow.
I thought I'd show a little real estate. God has been showing some real estate.
Look at me. I've changed my style.
I looked in the mirror today and I said, hell. I did a button up and I go, I'm going button down, baby. I'm relaxing today for the fellas.
Now, Kostaki, you have moved out of Los Angeles, California. You're currently back in Atlanta, your hometown. And is your mom around right now, or did you say she was out of town for
a while? Yeah, mom's around. I keep finding cool things around. This is a visual joke, but we'll keep it brief. Can you see this? Look at this.
Yes, it's a photo of you.
It's me in my 20s in Baltimore at a crab shack.
Females, lots of mustard.
What does that mean?
Lots of mustard, 3 dozen, $40. This was the funniest thing we ever saw.
Yeah, that's so strange.
What does that mean?
All right. What does that mean?
I can only guess from context that female crabs are bigger or more delicious.
Yes,
something?
They had to have been. Yes.
I see. Since it's a crab. Oh,
and
I see.
And they have lots of mustard there, I guess.
Wait a minute. What about that sign? Isn't prostitution?
Also, is that a haiku? Lots of mustard.
Wow. I keep finding fun stuff like this around the house. It's
cool.
It's good to be.
Are
home.
You a mayonnaise eater?
No.
What? Oh,
really?
Thank you, Kostaki.
You don't like chicken salad?
No. Welcome to my side of the fence.
No, you
yes.
Like
there are some things you have to accept mayonnaise in some
nope.
things. But whenever I have a choice, I'm no mayonnaise.
Oh, I don't
what
accept
about,
it.
What about condiment? What condiment do you go to?
I like mustard.
Ugh. Lots
I, honestly. Because yeah. mustard has no fat. Mustard's delicious. And it adds it adds without adding.
I agree. You're exactly right. I agree. No. I agree.
Now, I'll tell you what's awful is that stuff Miracle Whip. That's dreadful.
I agree.
Not
only because we grew up on it, and I can't
it's
eat
awful.
It anymore.
No,
what's the difference
mayonnaise?
Between what's Miracle Whip and mayonnaise?
It's got a tang to it.
No.
That's not
what's
the same.
Wrong with the tangy zip?
Tom's right.
No, I think it's
I was chick on this
I think
one.
It's a rabbit yeah. urine or something that makes
what
it.
What did they put in it? I got
it's awful.
Yeah, I think you'll find
I do know this. I do know this. If you're ill and you have to go to the Mayo Clinic, there's a cheaper version, the Miracle Whip Clinic. But I don't think the medical establishment is really
I think you'll find that the Miracle Whip people do have something called a battery of lawyers. And you guys...
No, I just hate the taste of it. I'm sorry.
I like
not
it.
Good.
No, I'm with you on that,
Tom. A rabbit urine comment from a Tom, is that right?
It's strictly, obviously, parody, you could say.
Right.
In the context of, I'm sure it's not
fair
rabbit
use.
Urine. It's probably human waste.
Why I don't eat the crab's mustard. I'm about to find out what the
what?
Mustard is
what
on a crab.
What the mustard on the crab sign.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Oh. Females.
Oh, that's in the crab? It's that's
it's
slang? We don't even
it's
know?
It's an organ. It's an organ of the crab, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense now.
And some people eat it and others don't. Wow.
Really?
There we go. Now, Kostaki, I'm sorry, back to your study of the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you are.
The Falcons.
You are in a
not
fantasy
good.
League?
Oh, yeah. I'm in three.
How are you
love
doing?
It.
How are you doing?
I have one team that's terrible and two that are pretty good. I'll take that. That's, in 2020, there's football being played. I'm thrilled.
Good.
Yeah.
I have to care about fantasy because the Falcons are 0-5. If the Falcons started my 2-year-old daughter at quarterback, they would have the same record. If the entire Falcons team were replaced with my college dorm softball team, they would have the same record. If the Falcons swapped places with the cardboard cutouts of the crowd, they would have the same. If the entire Falcons team was replaced with Folgers crystals, yes. We would have the same.
Okay.
There's an old reference.
Yes. I love that campaign.
The Falcons organization is so bad it owes an apology to Michael Vick. This team's awful.
Well, Kostaki, thank you so much. Sorry about your team not being great, but maybe they can
good.
Make a big comeback.
Can we do a Tom Brady couplet to get out on?
Sure, but closer, right? Please. Yeah.
Tom Brady's been in Florida for 6 months. He's already walked into the wrong house and forgotten what down it is. I'm loving this. Did Brady still name the five words? Person, woman, man, football, deflate. Hi, everybody.
Was that big of a deal that he made that mistake?
I mean, if you love Tom Brady.
Changed the outcome of the game. Yeah, he blew it. Yeah, he blew it. It was fun to watch.
Yeah. I've never heard so much joy in sports radio commentators as when they were talking
the
about
same,
that.
The same, the same confidence and his attitude is making hang on too long. That's why it was a success. He should have retired last year. This is ridiculous.
Okay.
It is.
I don't disagree. And it's fun as a Falcons fan to watch Drew Brees and Tom Brady, you know, two of the scariest quarterbacks in the history of the game, kind of not what they were anymore.
Wouldn't you want to go out on top?
Doesn't he have like three or four pick sixes this year or something? Five? I mean, he throws one every game, it seems like.
It's very Jameis Winston-y of him.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. I think it's fun.
Jameis Winston to Tom Brady is not it's a lateral move. It's so far.
It's not a significant upgrade, for sure. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Kostaki, what's your favorite play in the history of football?
Oh, God.
My favorite play? You mean broadly the plays, like the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, because the Statue of – I was discussing the Statue of Liberty. Because
is that the right answer?
We got into a huge fight last year because I used the term razzle-dazzle on the air.
And I said no one uses except on Broadway. They use razzle-dazzle.
And then of course, I texted them all this weekend when I heard a broadcaster use the term razzle-dazzle. And every time any broadcaster uses it, someone emails me here to let me know.
It wasn't the razzle dazzle or the Statue of Liberty, but your former team, the Cleveland Browns, they've been doing a play where a wide receiver throws a pass. They did it twice this season.
Love that stuff,
and it looks good. They've got some good throw. Their wide receivers are better at throwing the ball to Tom Brady.
Wait a minute. See, that's the thing that drives me crazy about your father. His favorite football team has done. Did you see those live? Did you see those plays?
Watch.
Of course not.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
You listened to the game on Sunday, didn't you?
Yeah, I was. I listened to the game.
You listened to the Browns game.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The Browns played the Colts. That's why I sent you the. That's why I sent you the.
Did you watch any Browns game that didn't involve the Colts?
This year. Or ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take ever, actually.
Yes, 40 years ago. Thanks, Kostaki. Once again, Kostaki can be found on – it's just look up Kostaki. You'll find everything Kostaki.
Kostaki. Yes. He's our guy.
Can your mom be a special guest next week? Is she awake and alert?
Oh, could she be our grandma?
In here? All right. Absolutely.
She could be your grandma.
Oh, that's funny. She could have mom be the grandma.
Yeah.
She's a grandma.
Maybe we can do that this week.
Kostaki.
All right. I can
Kostaki.
Hook that up.
Say no.
No good
trust
can come
me,
from this.
Trust me on this one.
I'm looking forward to hanging out with
favorite,
you tomorrow.
One of my favorite memories, of radio memories of all time. I was in with you guys. I was in studio, and a grandma was on, going back and forth with Chick, and she said the F word, and every person in the studio leaped for a dump button that they didn't even have.
Naughty grandma.
Oh, yeah. That's fun radio.
Gilfs. Is your mama Gilfs Kostaki?
That's right.
There. Don't go that way.
Well,
don't go that way.
I didn't do it. Josh would have done it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, she's a Gilf.
I'm of the age where I appreciate a Gilf. I understand what you're saying.
Sure. Helen Mirren? Come on. Oh,
yeah. All right. Oh, I've had enough. Thank you very much.
I've had enough.
We'll try to hook up with your mom.
What?
Who's going to hook up with her?
Well,
I understand. I understand. She's on a number
Josh,
of websites.
Me and you Eskimo brothers. Yeah. Yeah.
That old salutation.
Hook up just means connect with you perverts. It's unbelievable.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.